It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays, meaning Thanksgiving and Christmas. And for me, December 6th, which is my birthday, and December 7th is my anniversary. This is a great season for me, but it's a great season for all of us. Stay with us. We're going to talk about this a little bit today. Here we are on All Things Apostolic, and it's Christmas. I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love Thanksgiving. And I love Christmas Day and every good thing that comes in the holiday season. Now, everybody has different feelings about it, I guess, but I'm glad it's Christmas, and I'm glad that you're with us here. And I'm in my Christmas attire today. This is Christmas. We just come and enjoy it. So I hope you're having a good Christmas season thus far. We still have, of course, 8 days before, or 9 days before Christmas Day. So there's time here to enjoy this and come to the day that we all call Christmas. It's exciting to see a lot of things that are happening that makes me have anticipation of a great new year, 2025. So anyway, glad you're with us today on this Monday, December the 16th. This is just a good day. Cup of coffee. Some notes preparing for this meeting. Already had some other meetings prior to this meeting. Already had some Wilson University meetings prior to this meeting. Good things are happening at Wilson University. Our Christmas gift this year was accreditation, and things are moving forward. Now, a university is a little bit different than a speedboat or a little go-kart race car, a midget race car. It takes longer to get to certain goals that you are seeking to get to because it's a very complex process. But it's getting there, putting together the financial side and putting together the academic side and putting together on the academic side, part of it is academic content. And then you have faculty and then you have course developers and then you have SME's, S-M-E, which stands for subject matter experts that help put courses together. Then you have the Theological Integrity Committee that every book that is chosen is approved by the Theological Integrity Committee. And then you have administration that deals with registration and that deals with follow-up and keeping people's records straight and keeping all of their academic records straight. You have communications people, you have registration people, big project to do all this. Thousands of moving pieces, even in a small university like Wilson University. And so with accreditation, now we move through several processes where we can offer federal aid. Well, you know, we're not recommending people to take federal aid. If they can do it without it, they should. I don't even know how long federal aid is going to last. I don't know. All of that's just kind of up in the air in America. But federal aid will not be the key as to whether Wilson University becomes more significant or not, because we're going to do that with or without it. Nevertheless, for the sake of those that it is a good thing, we want to jump through the necessary hoops to get there. So it's a good thing, and 2025 is going to be a good year for Wilson University, and it's going to be a good year for the local church, for the Rock Church. It's going to be a good year for the families and the people and their personal finances and successes in life. God is so good to us. And we thank him even for the basic things. Are you thankful today in this Christmas and Thanksgiving season? I mean, if there's any time of the year we ought to be thankful, it's now. But thankful for the health that we have and the strength that we have and the raiment, that's clothing, that we have and the shelter that we have. And if you have family members that you're not fighting with, that you have. So all of this is part, and friends, and a nation where there is a higher degree of freedom than virtually any other place in the world. And so just all kinds of benefits that we have. And I know there's a lot of things that the devil's doing, and that the mischievousness and of the fallen nature of man is doing, and the problems that we have are many. But in the midst of all of that, don't let that make you think that there's not a lot of things to be thankful for, because there are. And so this is a Christmas season. This is a Christmas season. I was reminded last night, had a wonderful church service, and I was reminded last night in the announcement of this coming Sunday. This is exciting here locally, if you're local and you are listening to me today, welcome. This coming Sunday at 6:30, we will have the annual TRC Family Christmas Concert. It's going to be packed. I think personally that the building is going to be full to the brim. And that virtually every seat will be taken in the whole place. And as it sets now, I think the count is with all of the areas, it will seat about 2,400 or so. And whatever it is, it's going to be full. And people are going to be running over, hopefully, in Jesus' name. So we are in the process of putting in more seating in the upstairs. This is in sequence. Well, if you go up one more level on the stadium style seating, there is no balcony. You just keep going up the stairs, or in the back, there's an elevator. But if you just keep going up, everybody's part of the things that we, you know, to each his own, but we didn't want balconies. They are like people that are looking on. We want participants. And so building like this, we're getting ready to open the next level up there, which is really exciting. And pastor and his wife was talking about it last night, and I was listening intently. They're starting on that. We've already got plans. We've already got all of this drawn and approved for the next level of seating to be installed. So anyway, it's going to, this Christmas concert on Sunday night is going to be fabulous. Now, it will be live streamed, and you will be able, if you don't live in the local area, you'll be able to tap into it. That's at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time next Sunday night. Which, what will that be? That will be what? The 22nd, December 22nd, I think is correct. It's going to be a lot of singing. It's going to be music. It's going to be it's just going to be incredible. Wonderful decorations, wonderful time, beautiful place. Now, if you're online, it may not, you know, when they put all that audio through those lines and get it out, it may not be exactly the same quality as if it's live where you're there and you're hearing it. But it'll still be good. Anything's good when you're sitting at home by yourself and you want to be a participant and you can't because you just got a hospital or some other issue, then or distance. Then anything's good. Praise God. So that's a great thing coming up. This week, this is the week before Christmas. And so for me and my wife, this is how we do it. And my family, we plan, now we're not all together for all of this planning. Some of it's this part of the family or that part, but we plan for the week something every day. So my plan for Monday is to be here with you on all things apostolic. And tonight we were planning on a taco dinner, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Some of the people that are the cooks are sick and so forth, but we're still going to have a good time. And they're getting better. Tomorrow we'll do something. And Wednesday night, we're going to do something to celebrate Christmas, and we're going to open gifts, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and whatever. Then we're going to have a big concert. Of course, Saturday will be a lot of rehearsal, I'm sure, but going to have the big concert on Sunday, and that's a big thing. And then we will have Monday and then Christmas Eve, and then we'll have Christmas Day. What a great time. What a blessing from God. What a blessing from God. In fact, God is the blessing. Christmas, Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, come to dwell among us, is here. Now, I've been, you know, now I don't know much about theater, okay? But just in the observing of, at Christmas time, there's a lot of little theater productions in town about Christmas. And so I've just been kind of observing what they're doing. Now, this is just me. This isn't an official survey. But so far, I haven't found one of those productions that is about Jesus. Not one. They may be about Christmas in 1950, or they may be about Christmas reindeer or elves with Santa Claus as the star, or they may be about some other aspect of Christmas, or just about, some of them are sad about it's Christmas season and here's Johnny and he has nowhere to go. And he's standing by a trash can that somebody built a fire in it. And there's several of them standing around the trash can, staying warm. And so they're sad. Some of them are about giving gifts at Christmas and people that got gifts and stories about surprises and gifts and so forth. There probably is someone somewhere that has one about Jesus, but so far I can't find one about Jesus. Well, our Christmas concert's going to be about Jesus. And when you read the Christmas story, really, I don't know, you couldn't make a more dramatic theatrical production. In fact, you can't make a theatrical production good enough, big enough to match the story of Jesus. It's so supernatural. I preached about this yesterday. It's so supernatural. I mean, you've got just in Luke chapter 1, you've got an angel from heaven appearing to three or four different people. When you take Luke chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 1, you see that it is the same angel appearing to all these people. An angel appears to John, and an angel appears to Mary, the young lady, the virgin, who birthed the Savior. The angel appears to Joseph. And then you have different methods in which the angel appeared. The angel appears to Elizabeth. Zachariah. Did I say John earlier and Elizabeth just now? That's the family. Zachariah is the daddy, and John is the son that's going to be born, and Elizabeth is the mother of John the Baptist. And so their story is included in Luke chapter 1, along with the story of of Mary and the visitation from the angel. All of that's in that same chapter, and it's the same angel appearing to all of them. And he has the same message. There's going to be a baby born. And he comes to them from the same God. His name is Gabriel. All of this is found there. That's amazing. It's amazing. And the angel comes in different ways. The angel comes to Zacharias while he's taking care of the altar of incense in the Holy of Holies because he's a priest in the holy place. And the angel comes to Mary, evidently in the daytime, apparently in her home in Nazareth. And the angel comes to Joseph, her husband-to-be, in a dream. Same angel in all of them. So I mentioned this yesterday, but we see here that angels can invade dreams. So for the Western mind, that's a little bit harder maybe for us to embrace than the Eastern mind, which is a little bit more understanding of things that come in ways that do not match the scientific method. There you go. That don't seem completely rational to the mind. So what kind of production could you put on if you got into this stuff and had an angel appearing and had these interactions and conversations going on between them? What kind of drama? I mean, you can't make a drama like this powerful, but what kind of drama has God becoming man? What kind of drama is that? And what about the fact that not only the birth of Jesus, which we celebrate at Christmas, but also his life, his ministry, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and that doesn't stop it, his ascension, and his glorification. That whole sequence is like a V. This is all, he's descending, okay, till he becomes a man. And then he dies, that's still descending. And then he's buried, that's still descending, and that's the bottom of the V. And then over here you have it coming back up. He resurrects, and then he ascends, and then he is glorified. Oh, all of that has such heavy, glorious theological content that we don't have time to get into today, but all of which is included in the bigger package, the bigger corpus of content. Of the Christmas story. So, I mean, we ought to be happy today. We ought to be thankful today for what's before us. And then the star appears. How much could we say about the star? And then the angels appear in the field. How much could we say about the angels? First one angel appeared and made an announcement to the shepherds of all people. And I've been in those fields. I've been where those shepherds were. That there hasn't been earthquakes or anything that's changed all of that in 2,000 years. And if you went over there, you would see the fields where the shepherds were. Logically, it wouldn't be too hard to figure out which fields those were. And so we went out in those fields, this is several years ago, and actually made a worldwide international radio broadcast from one of the caves that are found in those fields right where those shepherds were. And that cave, I'm sure, now the shepherds, I'm sure, had other homes, but those caves was what they used while they were watching the sheep. The Bible said the angel came at night, and so these shepherds are out there at night. Well, if it's raining or something, they're in this cave unless they got to run out and do something with the sheep. And so we went to one of which would be the obvious cave where those very shepherds were. We set up all the equipment and did a, this is years ago, we did a worldwide radio broadcast from there. But there was, I didn't see an angel while I was at the cave, a little disappointing, but that's where the angel, the first angel came. And then he was joined by other angels that all said, I don't know if they said it in unison or some poetic form or song or whatever, it doesn't say they sang, but they may have, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And those angels ran into the city. They were actually given directions by the angel where to go. You're going to find it. You're going to find it wasn't a street address, but it was a identity address. You're going to find a baby in swaddling clothes. The baby's going to be in a manger. A manger is the place where animals eat, where you throw the hay or the grain or the food for sheep and for cattle. And so it's relatively clean in terms of a barn, if there's any place clean. And so they put, that's where the baby was. And that's where the angels found him. And that's where the wise men, they followed this star. How magnificent is that, that they actually followed a star? And what was that star? What was that star? Well, you'll have to listen again. Maybe we'll get into the star next week. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.